This is the Composer's Datebook for March 22nd. I'm John Zeck. The Boston Symphony premiered a new symphony on today's date in 1984, a commission for its centenary celebrations. It was the Symphony No. 1 by the then 45-year-old American composer John Harbison. Like many composers who teach, Harbison does most of his composing in the summer months, usually spent on a farm in Token Creek, Wisconsin. The academic year is usually spent in Boston, teaching at MIT. In the case of his first symphony, Harbison worked on the piece both in Wisconsin, where he was also finishing up an Italian language song cycle, and during a residency year at the American Academy in Rome. Harbison commented, "Just as it felt very right to be working on Italian songs in the Midwest, it was natural to work on this American-accented symphony in Italy. I have always found the view from the distance to be the clearest." Harbison's father, a Princeton history professor and amateur composer, also was a big influence on him. The younger Harbison, like his father, has an abiding passion for and fluency in American jazz, as well as the modern classical idiom. Harbison dramatically fused both styles in one of his most ambitious ventures to date, the opera The Great Gatsby, which premiered at the Metropolitan Opera in 1999. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price. The markets may be uncertain, but institutions, advisors, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price's disciplined investment approach to help reach their long-term investment goals. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.